What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we don't often give away advertising on this show.
Mm-hmm.
But we're giving it away right now.
Yeah.
You get to call in and tell us something that you're into that may be not popular.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And convince us that it's cool. Or even if it is kind of popular, but you think we're not into it, convince us it's cool. Like, for example, kombucha, I know is popular, but mm-hmm. I don't think you could get, like, I don't get it. It looks like
it's a
lawsuit in a bottle. Because it's like
it's fermented fruit.
Yeah, whatever's in there looks moldy. It looks like when you see the story on like Twitter where it's like, oh, there was a dead mouse in my Gatorade, and it's like, no, that's kombucha. Okay, no.
It's good.
Does it taste good?
It definitely has a. I think it's pretty acidic. And kind of has a sour taste.
You're describing something. It's like,
but it's good.
It looks like there's death in it, and it tastes like butt.
Yeah, I feel like I would just be instantly called out if I walked in here with kombucha.
Sure.
People would be like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Like, and anyone who've never even met me, they'd be like, "Put that down. Get the Mountain Dew. Like, you're not fooling anyone, buddy."
But I'm going to tell you this: in the convince us it's cool category, you actually pulled it off. You harped on bidets for so long. That I broke.
Yeah.
Because Amazon was like, I was buying new toilet seats and Amazon was like, do you want to add this on there? And I was like,
you know what? Sure.
Damn it.
Yeah.
And now I'm about to get all tushy up on this. I think I'm going to put them on every toilet in my house.
Yeah. Yes. Nice. Yes. You can never go back.
But it's hard to convince. As you know, we've talked about this because we were doing the poop blog on the show. I just want other people who are at my house. I'm just, hey, just go. And they won't. They're like, ew, I'm not going to, no.
Yeah, I don't understand the aversion to it.
The water didn't come from my butt earlier.
Right.
It's new water. It's like, ooh, I don't want your water on my butt.
I know, exactly. I don't get it. It's so frustrating because it is life-changing. And I feel like I've seen the light and I'm trying to tell other people and they just fall on deaf ears.
So that's a great example of something. Let's get the phone number. If you have something you can convince us that it's cool and we maybe buy into it, we'll just buy into everything today. What do you convince us it's cool?
You know what? Deal.
Okay.
Not kombucha.
303-222-5423. You can text in. You can call in.
I have off air talked to you guys about how I have started ballroom dancing again. And I want you guys to do it so bad. I want you guys to take lessons.
Hack will do it. I'm not going
to
do it.
I would do it, yeah, for sure.
I see how to...
Do they have bidets there?
Oh, my God.
They don't, but I will talk to them about it.
I'll bring my own.
They have Gatorade, the squirty, like the... Aaron will just meet you in the bathroom. What's the difference?
I would absolutely do it. That'd be fun.
Because, yeah, the ones that I'm doing, the rhythm, so it's like cha-cha, rumba, swing, bolero, mambo. I used to do it a lot back in the day. I used to compete, and so I picked it up again, and I think you guys would love it.
Why would I love it?
Because you get to touch a female. You get to hold one.
She can't run away.
You're paying her to
How
be there.
How much am I paying her to not run away?
Depends.
No,
because it is.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, it is fun, and like
I just
I don't know.
Suck so bad at it, and I get really self-conscious.
That surprises me with you being a musician and like knowing how to count music.
That's exactly why I'm bad at it.
Because oh, you're over focused.
Everyone else, yes. Mm. Like the country two step
yeah.
is like one, well, two that's forward weird. And one back. How many is that?
One, three.
Two forward and one back.
Three.
And you do that over a four beat. Tell me how that works. Because the one back is kind of a weird skip. And it's like, I've had women go like, come on, the word grizzly.
Is
goes,
it not
come
quarter, quarter, half?
Huh?
Is it not quarter, quarter, half?
It's kind of like a little shot. And then I'm just in my head.
Well, the other
I'm like,
ones are easier.
We're counting three. One, two, three. And I'm like, over four? No, that doesn't work. I get it. It's me. It's my problem. When everyone else learned to dance, I was on stage.
So, oh, you're playing for them?
Yes.
Mm. Well, these so other dances it. Are like 4/4. They're much easier.
I'd still be uncomfortable, and I
say we do it.
Yeah, I'm absolutely in, especially like the bachata and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Like, because my wife's Puerto Rican.
Isn't that the foamy stuff with the in the back of the like at convenience stores?
What?
It's the white foamy milk stuff.
That horchata.
Horchata. Yes.
Isn't that what you just said?
No.
What did you just say?
Bachata.
Bachata.
Oh, that's the hot. Italian cheese with the
what?
Oh, burrata.
No, yeah.
Oh, isn't that the 80s detective with a parrot for a sidekick? Oh, that was Beretta.
Okay.
I'm over here making
all right,
references.
You're not
and
invited.
Yeah. Let me just say this.
We'll okay. start with the Macarena okay. for you.
See, I just, yeah, okay. I will come watch you guys, but I don't think I can participate. I've even had one of our, he's a good friend of the show. He's friends with, I don't want to say all the people he's friends with, and he teaches dance.
No way.
And he took me out on the dance floor and tried for hours. And he's like, he teaches dance. He can teach toddlers. He can teach elderly. And he eventually he was just sort of gave me that pat
helpless.
On the head. And he was like,
you're benched, bud.
He was like, yeah. It was like, it was nothing. What else do you have? Do you have one?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like the latest upgrades I've made in my life. The biggest thing I've got just leather gloves and I would, that's,
you're going to convince us that leather gloves are
yeah.
Cool?
Instead of like
all
the
right,
big
Michael Jackson,
instead of the big bulky ones, you know, for the winter, get some leather
like
ones.
Like OJ gloves?
Kind of.
It doesn't
yeah.
fit.
Kind of. Yeah. But
are they still warm though?
They're still warm, but you can still drive easier. You can use your phone. Everything like they
you
don't...
driving in leather gloves makes me feel very vomitous.
Why?
I don't know. It's just, it's a cool guy thing with the knuckles cut out. And it's like, all right.
Oh, no, the knuckles aren't cut out. No.
Okay. But you know what I'm saying.
But they're less bulky in your pockets. So, like, that was my biggest thing whenever I had the big bulky gloves. I wouldn't bring them because I'm like, I don't want them in my pocket all day. And now the leather gloves, they just slide in real nice. Would be my, they're okay. cool.
I have a weird one, but it is kind of an advertisement. I you know me, I like the newest thing of everything.
Yes.
Like new phone comes out, I buy it. New iWatch, I already have a great one. I get another one.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to have it. My furnace wasn't doing great. And so I talked to my guys at Steel Bros and they're like, we'll come in, we'll do whatever. And they convinced me. And I have to be honest, I love Steel Bros and I trust them. But in the back of my mind, I thought they were like, I thought they were messing with me. I got rid of my furnace and air conditioner and they put in something called a heat pump.
Heat pump.
Huh. I'm not here for Steel Bros. I'm here for me. This damn thing, instead of pulling gas to heat your house, I don't understand how it works. I'm just trying to convince you it works. It's like, it's some Bryant Air is the company and Steel Bros put it in and it's heating my house as good or if not better than it ever did. And my heating bills are like,
really?
Because it's not using gas anymore. It'll use gas if it gets really. I don't understand it. That's
what
why
does
I can't
it use?
Genuinely. And in the summer, I don't have an AC. The heat pump, does it. And they said my bills will go down in the summer too. I don't get it, but I'm like, I'm here to convince you to get a heat pump. And if you're gonna do it, get it from Bryant and Steel Bros.
Okay.
You don't have, but you should, because they're awesome. Okay. But
I've just been wearing my leather gloves in the house, keep warm. So I'll call them.
Convince us. That it's cool. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're giving you the opportunity to convince us things are cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I just talked about, by the way, I'm sorry. I just have to, I was trying to talk everybody into a heat pump. And the dudes at Steel Bros just tried to explain it to me via text.
Oh, no.
It says your air conditioner runs in reverse. Instead of cooling your house, your air conditioner is heating your house.
Okay, but how?
Now I know even less. There's something my brother tried to explain it to me where they like drill rods into the earth and like just under the permafrost, the earth is warm in the winter, so it like pulls the heat. Doesn't matter.
Would you guys ever play pickleball? I'm moving on. I'm sorry.
No, I have to. We're not moving on because that was mine. Yours was about ballroom dancing.
Yeah.
And the first call is jumping on your team. Although,
are they in a plane?
While landing the space shuttle. Amy?
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to congratulate Aaron for going back to that because... I don't think of it as being cool anymore, but I think it's pretty awesome.
To go ballroom dancing?
Yeah.
Like, what decade do you think it is?
I'm a former teacher.
When does ballroom dancing come in handy?
Okay.
I mean, if you go social dancing, sure. But, like, I don't know. I feel like it can also just help build confidence.
It's, you know what it's going to do for me? The exact opposite.
I don't think so.
It's going to... Thank you for the call, Amy. We're going to let the space shuttle land itself. Could anybody hear anything? She seems awesome. But like, all I'm saying is...
Space is cool.
Do you think... I don't know how to say this, but like, convince us is cool. Ballroom dancing, great. I understand the concept for somebody who can kind of dance. And then they go in, they're like, wow, I can actually dance. Like, I could go on with the Derek Ho or whatever. Huff. And like, Huff, sure. And then like, is it really?
Yes.
Ugh. And like put a rose in my mouth and blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
But like somebody like me, it's like saying, Slacker, why don't you come to basketball camp? Obviously.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm terrible on my way in. I'm not going to leave there going, well, at least now I have confidence. I'm going to have considerably less confidence going into something that I have no business doing.
I beg to differ.
Yeah, I think dancing, especially you do have the rhythm in you. It's just we gotta crack it loose somehow.
We just have to cross your mental block. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell you the other thing?
Yeah.
Erin ruined it for me 100%.
Why?
Because she said, plus I'll get to touch a girl, which I never get to do.
Okay.
So then it's, yeah. I'm not going to be thinking about dancing. Kiki.
Yeah.
Convince us that it's cool.
Okay. Buckle up, because this is going to be the nerdiest answer you get this whole session.
Okay.
But it's a process. It's called participatory budgeting.
Oh, my God.
And it's a new method of governing and decision-making where people get to spend their own taxpayer dollars and build things for their cities. And many countries across the world have it. The U.S. has been slow to adopt, but Denver has a program. And it sounds boring and dense, but it's really cool, and it's very, very important.
So instead of taxes, we can just participate in what we want to participate in?
I mean, it's a very small, it's a drop in the bucket. So in Denver, the budget's like $1.7 billion. Denver has budgeted $3 million. But yeah, people decide the ideas, they vote on them, and whatever the people vote on, the city goes out and actually constructs. Mm.
You were right. That is the nerdiest thing we're going to hear.
But it will save democracy. It gets people engaged.
No, I agree. I love it.
Government.
I'm in. I will participatory budget before I will dance.
Come on.
No,
Excellent.
¿Por qué no los dos?
Okay.
We're gonna
as long as you're down to do both.
An event at a dance hall, and you can do both. You
yes.
Can go while you're
okay. All right. We'll see you at the dancing budget party, Kiki. What apps do you serve at a participatory ballroom? Oh, my God. Ellen's on the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah. If she says the word, Ellen?
Yeah.
Convince us is cool, but you better not say it.
I'm going to say it.
No, you're not. Don't say it, Ellen. Don't.
Slacker may think he doesn't need a cat, but Drunk Mike would love it.
Oh, that's
Ellen,
a good
I
angle,
like
actually.
Drunk Mike might like a little pee in his life. okay, tell us why. Because cats are the most... I love my dog, Moxie. Moxie tries to dig a hole in the... comforter to get underneath me. She wants to be a part of me while we sleep.
So
whereas
cute.
A cat's like, how do I kill this person and get all the food?
No, the cat wants to snuggle with you too.
No, they don't.
Sometimes they want to make biscuits. It is really cute when they do that.
No.
Yeah, and then if Moxie and the cat become friends, there's something so cute about the interspecies friendships, you know?
Ellen?
Yes.
If we set up a participatory, budget, ballroom dancing, adopt a cat thing. Will you come?
Oh, sure.
Let's
great.
Go.
We're not doing it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
All right. So I got called out the other day for something.
Oh.
And I wanted to just address that here. Do I have your undivided attention?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
This entire thing was me stalling because the other day I started playing the theme too fast and Aaron's like, how about a kiss, man? How about a little foreplay? So I'm like, this was me stalling before we start the
news.
That was foreplay?
News.
No! No! News. No!
Our only real hope is to decide. This is news or no.
On an unrelated note, can't figure out why I'm divorced twice. So foreplay for me is like, I just talk, I give a play-by-play of me taking my socks off. Yeah, it turns out that's not that sexy. Mm-hmm.
Good evening.
Is it?
Evening. Book sales have gone up, specifically physical print book sales have gone up by 1%.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of us are reading now, especially of fairy us. Smut.
Of yeah. us. Yeah.
We be out here reading, fam.
What are you talking about?
Dude.
You read?
Yes.
No, you don't.
I literally just said yes.
Okay.
What
do you read?
ACOTAR, that whole series, Throne of Glass.
I think you're just making up words right now.
ACOTAR? A Court of Thorns and Roses.
So when you're in the know, you're just like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an HP guy myself. Harry Potter. Yeah. Duh.
Hewlett Packard?
Yeah, exactly, right? You don't just get to make up... You're saying there's other people who knew exactly what you meant when you said that. Okay.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
All right. That's fine. So,
we out here reading, fam.
Yeah.
So your story is that like
book sales are up.
We'd be mad literate, bro.
But why and, is there a reason? Because I bet it went up during COVID.
A little bit. And like people are just back into books and back into going to Barnes and Noble specifically so we can find like a hot dude. You would be surprised last summer how many dudes on motorcycles there were outside of Barnes and Noble.
Outside because they were afraid to go in.
The motorcycles were outside him and they were inside.
They didn't know what store it was. I can't read.
I get it. Like, is this a Harley store?
Good evening. Controversy.
Ooh, now there we go.
Out of a North
Houston book reading thing.
Out of a North Houston school district, Herrera Elementary School has implemented a new policy. I'd like to get everyone's thoughts on this policy.
Let's go.
They've started charging parents $1 per minute for late pickups.
So $1 per minute, that's a lot.
You're supposed to pick up your kid at 3:30. It's $1 per minute per child. For every minute that after 3:30 that you pick your kid up.
Yeah, but what if there's a line?
That's what I was going to say. If you're in line, does that count as late because you don't have the kid?
I bet it's more about like once the line is dispersed, those kids that are sitting there, then they, like the meter, the meter doesn't start. If school is over at 3:30, they don't start the meter right then. It's like you can tell when a kid's has been sort of
I bet they get out of 3 and then it probably till 3:30, but it says that the money is supposed to go to pay the front office staff for supervising the children after hours.
But a dollar a minute is not what a babysitter would charge, so that's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, and that could add up, especially if you got 2 or 3 kids in the school and you're you're working from home and you're trying to get
there.
So
you're just encouraging the parents to say, kid, just start walking off campus and I'll pick you up a mile up the road.
Yeah.
Because I can't afford the fine.
Yeah, exactly. So there is a controversy because a lot of people are saying the school board never approved this. And where's this money going? And how do we...
It's the superintendent's got a drinking problem.
You taking Venmo or cash or...
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Yeah, it seems a little
That was
harsh.
Controversial. Thank you for teasing it the correct way.
Thank you.
Got any more nerd stories?
Evening.
Evening. Aaron's now just tipping a hat.
There's a really disgusting new flavored hard candy that I don't even know if I can say this without puking. It's chicken noodle soup flavored like cough drops or something.
That's a real thing?
Yeah.
I get that when you're sick, you want chicken noodle soup, but you know what you want?
I want the hotness of,
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to microwave a Ricola that tastes like
No, try my new cherry cough syrup flavored soup. And then my chicken noodle soup flavored cough drop.
Backwards. Is there a worse flavor of medicine than cherry? Oh, yeah, grape.
Grape
is
worse. Yeah.
I like grape.
No, grape medicine is terrible.
A lot of drinks that I have my wife try, she says, that tastes like medicine. That's her response a lot with the flavors that I choose.
Are you trying to roofie your wife?
No, I'm just saying, like, you got to try the grape Gatorade or whatever. She's like, that's medicine. The cherry. I like all that stuff.
News or Nope used to be better than this. You remember?
Well, someone's not saying nope. So.
Oh, okay. Mm. I got you.
Good evening. Nope. Good evening. This is tough for me, but I am an objective journalist, so I have to.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm an objective newscaster. There is a terrible Tyler in the news. My name is Tyler, but I have to report it. I have to call it how
I
see
it. I think we could do a whole show
based on Tyler's.
Because remember, we did the show that was like names you shouldn't date, and your name was on there.
Yeah,
and
very then like, high up. Yeah.
Yeah. And then since then, I've talked to people who've dated Tyler's, and it is a bad name. And you're saying, the trend is holding true. There's terrible Tylers.
Unfortunately, which I didn't know this was a trend at all. They kicked me out of the meetings. I was too soft for the other Tylers.
You're a soft Tyler.
Okay. A 22-year-old Chipotle worker in Florida, he's been arrested because he hid a GPS tracker on a woman's car. She came into the Chipotle, ordered. He bought a GPS tracker, put it on her car, and they tracked it back to him, no pun intended, because of where he purchased it and all that stuff. She found it on the car and was like, what's going on?
But he hadn't done anything.
Like, no, he admitted that he wanted to coincidentally, quote unquote, run into the victim. So Tyler's out there. It's not looking good for us.
All right. The Tyler Simpson text line. Okay. It's Berg Simpson. If you know a terrible Tyler, text your terrible Tyler texts.
I want to hear them all.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's Friday. You know what that means? It's time to be nice.
All right.
Oh, no.
Feel Good Friday.
All right.
If you'd like to write a theme song for this, we're accepting submissions at... Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 blah.
That would be fun to write a theme song for this one, actually.
For Feel Good Friday?
Yeah.
What do you think it would say? Feel good. Friday. Feel good. Friday. We take a few moments to like tell some uplifting, nice stories. Erin's been sort of resistant to it. In fact, when I just mentioned it, are you still resistant? She was like, no, I take metformin.
I said I've been in studies with it. I don't take it. I thought you were talking about insulin resistance.
Yeah, no, that's what we often talk about. Coming up here in a little bit, let's talk about insulin resistance.
You talk about it a lot with your GLP-1 and your insulin levels, and you're not even the diabetic in the room.
Who's going first?
I can go.
Okay, good.
The buck stops with me. Okay. Literally, this one's going to kind of pain me a little bit, but that's how much I'm trying to get on board with Feel Good Friday.
Yeah. Okay, I like it.
This story has to deal with deer. Now, I've been very vocal about my feelings towards deer.
Yes, you have.
I'm very anti.
Yes.
They serve no purpose except to wreck your car.
Okay.
That aside, because we're not getting into that, we're feeling good today.
It felt like you've not taken the true spirit of Feel Good Friday. You just did a whole disclaimer about...
Well, the Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center, it's in Alaska, obviously. On January 6th, there was a big storm with 80-mile-per-hour winds. And it destroyed this wildlife center, which takes in a lot of animal refugees and stuff in Alaska, which they get cold there, you know?
Okay.
So thankfully, though, all five of the resident deer were safe and unharmed, but the shelter was destroyed. And so they put up a GoFundMe. They needed $30,000 to fix the entire shelter.
Okay.
And they hit it within 36 hours, even a $3,000 extra for, the deer to just split amongst themselves. And so the deer... We're feeling good. I'm happy.
How much would it have cost for like a food dehydrator to make like jerky?
They could sell it and make more money.
Considerably less than... Oh, that is nice, though. The deer now have a new home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks to the generosity of people all over the world.
All right. Thank you.
That's cute.
I hate deer. Sorry.
And T-Hack is back. You guys have all seen... The viral videos of people mowing. There's one specific guy who will knock on someone's door and be like, hey, can I mow your yard? Can I fix it up?
I finally got him out of my algorithm because it was...
Oh, get it back.
No, it was taking up too much of my life.
Oh, it's so satisfying. Yeah.
There's a power washing guy too who does the same thing. They're
I've
always
had
like
both
the-
of them. I've had both of them. I've watched hours of power washing.
It's and
hours. There are times where the mower guy comes in and like when he first starts, all of a sudden he like unearths a sidewalk that you're like, where was that?
Yeah. Like there's no way that you knew that that was there.
It's crazy.
You
just, yeah. It's so good.
And he offers to do it for free, right?
That's the thing, and no one ever believes him. They're like, well, I don't have any. It's like, I swear to God, I'll do it for free.
I just want
to
film it. Like that's the only.
Awesome. Yep. I love those.
Yeah. So he went up to a house that was overgrown, knocked on the door. And who answered the door was an elderly woman who said, she couldn't find anyone to mow her lawn. It's been, you know, a lot for her. She can't do it. She can't afford to pay someone. So there was a GoFundMe. They raised $800,000 for her to like take care of herself, to pay someone to mow the yard. People went.
Are you serious?
We can really get together and make some changes.
Wow,
that is beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh,
what about the deer could have used a little of that.
Well, that's all right.
wow. Hey,
my story is, since we're all doing GoFundMe stories, I'm starting a GoFundMe for me. I need some money for my deer collection, and so I don't have to mow my yard anymore. So, is it set up? No, my story, it's a weird story, and this is how committed to Feel Good Friday I am. I'm going to talk about something that makes T-Hack happy,
ooh,
which you know how averse I am to that.
Yeah.
And it also includes his home state.
Oh.
What?
It has just been announced that the son of a famous baseball player will play a concert. The famous baseball player is
McGraw.
And Tim McGraw has announced a concert on August 30th in Iowa.
What? Really?
At the Field of Dreams.
Oh, wow.
Does that not raise the fur on your hands to imagine if you build it, they will come? In honor of his dad, who was a famous baseball player, he's going to go out to the park that started it all.
That's awesome. I've been there, actually. We went there on a...
I know, buddy. This is my story.
Sorry, go ahead.
Don't ruin it.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
No computer time while we're doing this.
Dad. Come on.
All right, here's what we're doing. I have three words that make relations better. I just read this. There's a scientific study.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
These three words, if uttered during relations...
Make it better?
Make it better.
Yes, right and, there. No?
You done yet?
Okay, now here's the thing. It's not a sentence.
Oh.
They're three separate words.
Mm.
Stop, drop, roll.
I want people to text in what they think the words
are. Are they real words or are they more like utterances? Are they like, ugh?
Can I ask you guys?
Wait, I want to hear the other two.
Hold on. This is, I have a, can we, should we put the show on hold? I have to talk to you guys about something.
It's the Slacker technical. Show. You can do whatever you want.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I want to give the text number so people can text in what they think the three different words, not I love you. It's like three separate words.
Okay.
But is this a good spot when I give the phone number to mention the text sponsor? Or do we leave them out on this one? Do we think Berg Simpson text line
wants to be associated?
Is appropriate for what three words make it a more slamming experience for 303-222-5423. Berg Simpson text, not one of the three words.
Okay.
None of those three.
But you could try it.
You can try.
Let us know. Report back.
I don't want to say, like, come on. I don't have relations anymore.
Okay. You say anymore like that's a recent development.
It's kind of recent. It's
How
kind
old
of
are
recent.
Your kids?
14, 18. I've had relations since then. Yeah.
Three separate words?
Three different words.
Does it matter who says them? Like which partner
These
or
are
anything?
Just three words that they've found. If uttered, You're having a
great... They don't have to be all together. It's not like a full sentence.
It's like, just say this word. Like, Tiak felt like he was on the right track with but he's not. But you know what
it's
I'm saying?
It's gotta be
yes. Yes, yeah, I was thinking that.
Yes, some version of...
You can stop texting 303-222-5423 if your answer was yes, because that is one of the three words.
Okay.
Ooh.
So, I mean, you guys are good. So I'm just... Okay.
We're out here. We're getting it done.
Does that happen in your life? Like, can you imagine, like, it's when you're in the throes of it, if somebody's going, yes, like that's, but does a guy ever say yes?
Yeah.
Mm. Feels like girl word.
I'm more of a yeah. More cash about it.
You're not. Do you actually? Can we,
okay. Sorry, I just pictured the Kool-Aid man.
Oh, yeah!
That's what I look like.
All right,
naked.
If you're texting, oh, yeah, that's now off the list. Sorry, Kool-Aid man.
Do you think he wants to be associated?
Showing the text on his phone. Here's the thing. How many guys, I'm not looking at you, Aaron, because of all the rumors about you.
You start the rumors. Someone literally commented on my pinned Instagram post, which is the one that I had. It's dedicated to my sister dying. And he was like, we all know you sleep with strangers. Like, read the room, dude. Do not comment on that one. Anyway, sorry.
In your experience.
Yes.
Vast experience.
Okay.
What percentage of men are vocal? Like in today's, I just think that like my dad's generation, probably more in the T-hack realm of what he was doing before, like, not a lot of, because men are bad at it.
I think it's gotten better. I would say the majority are vocal.
Talking? Yeah, I don't like that you threw me in that, and then the non-vocal side.
No, well, in that you...
The grunting.
You
that
did
example.
That, you just did that as an example. I'm not saying that that's what you do, but I can also see you... Oh my God. This is such a weird topic to bring up.
I'm always blindfolded and gagged up. I don't know what's...
It's because I just... You're so... punny.
Do you think he's telling
puns? Yes, I think he's in there and it's like...
That is the best. If you laugh in the middle of it, that means you have like a really good connection.
To the left and you're like, your left or my left? And it's just like, ugh. And then you leave, he's like, I thought you said left. No. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
No, can't you just see him doing dad jokes? Like, it's like, I don't know.
No, there's a time and a place. Right before and right after, but not during.
There seems like a real narrow window there, too. It's probably just like a run-on sentence. Okay, so yes is one of the words. But so do you talk, I guess, Tiak?
Yeah. More so now. I think a lot of it, maybe this is a guy thing. I'm not out in the single, I don't want to speak for single guys, but to be vocal and stuff feels kind of like a next level, and you want to make sure that she's like comfortable with it. I think that's like a lot to hit.
If you're the only one talking, it's a bad play.
Yeah, and especially if you're like really dirty talking, and she's like, "Don't call me that." And you're like, "I'm sorry, I was just trying to." Didn't want to offend you.
On the
opposite
side of that spectrum, I think it's more common now because you're aware that this is the first time. It's going to be awkward, so I'm going to tell you what is good, what I like. You tell me what you like. We'll figure it out.
Okay, so yes.
Yes is one.
Right now, the one word.
Okay.
303-222-5423. By the way, this whole thing started, and Aaron almost ruined the whole thing.
By saying yes right there?
Mm-hmm.
Because I got the first one right immediately.
I was going to say more. Is that one?
Nope.
It's not harder. That can't be one.
Harder, better, faster, stronger. Dang it. That's four.
Isn't that a Daft Punk song or something? I can't believe it because I thought that would be the one that no one would get.
Which one?
Harder is.
It is?
The number
what?
One
no way.
Answer. Harder. But again.
That's guys reporting it. There's no way. That's guys.
I'm saying, but it's probably better for the guy, but she says it.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I understand.
You know what
I mean? I don't think any of these are things. I don't think women were going like, if he says this, I'm like, let's get moving.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think these are probably, I probably should have pulled the story, but I just thought I'd just come in and do this. So we have yes. And we have harder.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron's already said the other one.
There.
That's it.
There?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Direction. Nice.
Yeah, but you don't
there.
Say it.
There, like over there. That other room.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am, I have a personal crisis. Everything's a crisis for me.
I was going to say another one.
I did, but here's the thing. I've been trying not to ask these kind of personal questions because like you guys were real mad at me the other day and you said discipline a-hole and like
we weren't mad at you, we believe in you so much and we want to support you and we want you to see the potential that we see in you.
It, that feels so disingenuous though.
I have my pink papers.
What I'm saying. It just doesn't seem real.
It is 100% real.
Okay, so I'm really trying to drink considerably less, in fact kind of like not drink at all for weeks at a time. But okay. Then there's just things coming up that are unavoidable. And I'm like, should I just not do those things or whatever? Like, but then TAC is the guy who's like, discipline B. And you're like, ugh. But then he's also, but like, you should also live life, right?
Right. Yeah. I just, it's unclear what you're trying to do. Like you've said you're not trying to go sober. So no. If you're not trying to give it up completely, then if there's an event where you would normally drink and you would enjoy the drinks, then do that.
Okay,
because why wouldn't you? Because you're not trying to go sober. That you know,
I'm just trying to get control of my health.
Okay,
and I think blood sugar is a huge part of that, and alcohol just makes you one. It's bad for you. It's bad for your blood sugar, and then, like most people, when I drink, I make ridiculously bad decisions after that.
Sure. Yeah.
Because then it's like 7 more Reese's Christmas trees. Well, yeah.
Taco Bell. Yeah.
Hello. Why do they call it fourth meal?
Right, that's why those carts are always out real late. Yeah. We're selling whatever, grilled cheese and stuff.
Because that. Okay, so there is that Applejack wine event coming up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge fan of a couple things. Applejack, the owner, Jim, is going to be there. The marketing woman, Tracy, is going to be there. Our boss is going to be there. I'm going to go to it. But it's wine. I can say I'll have some. You're trying wines. I think that I will have the full support of the Alice listeners, my own mama, and Tiek and Aaron to attend the Bordeaux event.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Is it one of those, is it a wine tasting? Sometimes they spit it out?
Yeah, but I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
No,
but is that what they do?
That's for like, if you're a true psalm and you're not trying not to get hammered, like you want your palate to keep working, you like, you don't want to get any buzz on. So you figure out the grape, you do your tasting notes and then spit it out.
Okay.
But we're there to get two things done.
To taste and drink.
Right. Yeah, that.
But I think that makes sense because if you haven't been indulging, right, you're going to go to this event and you're going to truly enjoy it.
Yes. And it's going to be world-class wines.
Great.
It's going to be amazing. Aaron?
Yes?
May I talk to T-Hack alone now?
Of course.
Because you're going to offer this conundrum. I need the listeners. I need everyone to help me with this. 303-222-5423.
Everyone except me?
Everyone except you.
Okay.
Because you're gonna say something like, just go and don't drink. Which is the stupidest thing. When I say what I'm talking about, anyone who knows anything knows it's not possible.
I literally went to a speakeasy last night and had a non-alcoholic drink.
Okay, great. This is why I'm excluding you from this. Okay? Why would you? The mixologists are like, I've spent my whole career making.
I brought my own country time. I'm just going to pour a glass of that.
As you know, I'm not a huge sporty guy. I don't like do a lot of sporting events. I'll go see the Nuggets or the Avs if somebody has tickets or whatever. My dear friend, Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Has top of the line suite tickets to a sporting event. It's in Arizona and it's called the Waste Management Open. Now, if you're a female, you may be scratching your head, but probably not. If you're a male, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The Waste Management Open. It is a golf tournament.
I feel like all of that preamble wasn't necessary.
It is, though, because...
We all know what it is. We've seen videos.
I'm going to say this. People, I didn't know what it was 2 years ago.
We've seen people rushing the, like, 13th hole or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. I honestly didn't know what it was like 2 years ago, which makes me stupid.
Yeah, but. I don't know that I would know what it was unless before you you started talking
so,
about it.
I just want to point out the female in the room knew,
okay,
and the male didn't. Right. So
the drinker knew.
Right. I had a non-alcoholic drink.
So I'm invited to this thing. Now I could go all week, and we could take a week off of the show. I'm not going to do that. I would probably go out Thursday or Friday, maybe just Friday, and say Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, or something. If you know anything about the Waste Management Open, like if anybody gets a hole in one, they have to shut the golf course down.
Yeah.
Because everyone just throws beer and white. It's just a dumpster fire of an alcohol-infused
That's
event.
A good pun.
They're, okay. You're it. Oh my God, that is.
Yeah. No, like that was a really good
one. I didn't do it on purpose. If I go, I am going against everything I'm trying to do.
Right. Yeah. And your buddy Josh is known to...
I don't do things with Josh lightly.
Yeah, he's known to take things to another level.
Yeah. And I don't think it's just him. I mean, I think he feels the same way about me. He's like, I've done Waste Management and remembered it. But if the two of us are there, it's trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I'll need a nurse to come with me.
Okay. 303-222-5423.
So would you go? Like, I'm not trying to never drink again, but to go to a wine tasting, like, no one's going to be like, shut, right?
Probably. Yeah, right. I don't think so.
I don't know.
I got to stop looking at you, Aaron, because I already know you're like, just go and just drink a little.
I don't see how that's not like an option.
Google?
No, I know. But you are your own person and you can say, hey, I don't want that shot. And if they're going to shove it down your throat, that's not a good friend.
No, it's just, but like, you
have Josh.
No, but it's even everybody else there. It's not even his friend.
So like, we need to build your boundaries so you don't give in to peer pressure.
Yeah, I mean,
this is why I didn't want her to answer.
I think you should go. You should drink. You should have a good time because you're cutting back in other areas of your life. So it's going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah,
it's whatever.
I still think you should go.
But
I'm not going to go unless I have zero governor on it. So then I think I just shouldn't go.
That is not healthy.
I know it's not healthy, but it's the waste. I have wanted to go my... like.
You should go.
Let me add a little more context to it that is going to anger even more people. I have had tickets to this event for the past few years, but I have not gone. Why have I not gone?
It's always happened during a pretty important time here.
It's when we raise money for Children's Hospital in Colorado.
Yeah.
And that is a charity so near and dear to my heart that it doesn't matter what is offered to me.
That's our priority.
That's... 100%. Mm-hmm.
You still drink a little bit beforehand, but
I do not.
No, I'm kidding.
Drink till after. So I literally, I sort of insisted that the dates not line up this year so that I could go to Waste Management and then still raise money for Children's Hospital Colorado. So our radiothon for Children's is the week after Waste Management.
Okay, awesome.
So I would have time to be hospitalized. Stop.
They won't accept you.
Has Aaron ever looked at you in a way where you literally feel like your mom is just like giving, because she's looking at me like.
Is there another way Aaron looks at you?
I'm literally putting my life, my liver, my fate. Like, you guys, I'm a fun person. I could go there and tear it up one last time. But I also feel like then I'm being the guy on intervention who's like, today you're going to rehab. It's like, sweet, can we stop by my dealers? And let
that's
me
where,
like,
I think that's where I'm confused is like, if you can't just meet in the middle, you have a significant problem.
No, it's
that
not
we are
about
not
that, but it's about
it
this.
Is.
No, this event is that. This event, you don't go to this event and put your toe in the water. This event.
You can brown out. You don't have to black out.
I don't do that. I don't drink to black out. I hate that. I don't do that. I haven't thrown up on alcohol in decades. I don't do that. But I will cause definite harm to my body for 1 or 2 days. So should I not? Should I just be a grown up and not go? That's like,
I mean, you, that is a very grown up thing to like recognize that this is a trigger, and if it's going to be bad for you, then to skip it.
But I only want to go because of how fun it is.
And that's, I'm leaning more kind of towards Erin, not because she's just looking at me how she looks at me, but also because I agree. It's like, just you're not trying to go sober. You're not trying to give it up completely. Like, that's what the people on intervention are doing. They're like, you need to stop immediately and cut it.
Which I don't need that.
Right. So you are doing what you're trying to do. You're cutting back. You're not doing that as often.
But I will not come back in any way, shape, or form while I'm there. So should I just not go? Okay, here's the thing. Is go, no go, is that legal on our text thing without canceling subscriptions?
Yeah.
So all I want to hear, and if you want to explain, you can. Should I go? 303-222-5423. No go, text any other number in your phone.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
I'm not going to say it, dude. You're the most bitter older sibling I've ever met.
I don't know that I'm bitter. I'm realistic about what happened.
Erin?
Right?
Yeah.
Is he bitter? He's bitter. Okay. So there's
something a younger sibling would say. Both of you.
There's a story out that parents do have a favorite child.
Mm.
And one of the things...
and we'll admit ours in 7 minutes.
I'll admit mine. I already admitted mine.
Yours is Mia.
At the moment. No, it's really not. I don't really have one. Because here's the great thing about having 4 years apart, a boy and a girl. Could not be any different. If they were both boys and like both into like guitar or football or whatever, and it's like, ooh, which one do I like? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like comparing Tiak and Erin.
We're pretty similar.
But you're not.
Luscious hair.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
No, great smiles.
Could you pick a favorite between
Sexy
Tiak
bodies.
And
we get a lot of, I don't know.
People confuse us a lot.
Yeah. Look at that butt. Oh, it's Tiak. I don't think that's happened.
Can I just say that we've talked about Erin's butt too much lately?
We have. It's become kind of like a fourth member of the show.
Yeah, we're no longer hiring a fourth person. Introducing Erin's butt. Shove the mic over there. It's a lot. Like, your butt is a lot. I mean, like, we've talked about it a lot.
Thank
you've
you.
You've shown your picture of your butt. You've, yeah. And then I think even the other day you were like, man, I hit the gym every day. I'm really working on my ass. And I'm like,
these glutes don't grow themselves.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, I don't, okay. So if I had to pick between my two kids in the room right now, it's Tiak. Because I've literally spent no time thinking about his butt.
What? And that's,
yeah, that's kind of mean.
Yeah, none.
You should.
So the story says...
Yeah, that parents really do have a favorite child based on a lot of things. The birth order, and not so much boys versus girls. It's more about the birth order and stuff. It says that parents tend to grant their older siblings more autonomy, such as later curfews and more decision-making freedom, which...
Well, that sort of makes sense if you're saying as they get older, they get more autonomy. But
yeah.
But I will say, like... As they get older, like, what, the second I trusted my son home alone, he was like 14.
Okay.
I know most parents do 12, but he's a boy. So you're like, whoa.
Sure.
Then my daughter would have been like 10 or 11. Then I was like, yeah, you're cool too. Because
she's probably more mature. She's.
I've seen mold on bread that's more mature than my son. Sorry, yeah.
But that makes sense. But I've never, like, I was the older sibling. My sister was 2 years younger, and I have another younger one. But we were in, like, high school together, and when my curfew got pushed back, so did hers, even though she was 2 years younger. And when I got a cell phone, she got a cell phone, even though she was 2 years younger. And
this is what I started the whole thing. You're bitter about it still.
And, like, for me and my siblings, I'm the youngest, and it was like, okay, my oldest sibling, Kelly, she got her license, and it was like, okay, take Erin here. It was like, you have freedom, but now you also have more responsibilities.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah. I drive my sister to school and stuff, but not really like errands. Just, I was going there anyways, most days.
Okay.
But I also think it kind of makes sense, like, as the parent is, and even when we were little kids, when my bedtime got pushed back, well, it's just, we're just doing one bedtime, one bath time. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do two separate ones for the parents' sake. That makes sense because it's like we're not going to spend 4 hours doing every night.
A whole routine. Yeah.
Speaking of that, that's a really weird thing that's kind of coming up in my life right now. And I'm having a little anxiety about it. Like, I spent 4 years with just Noah, right? Because he was born first. Mm-hmm. And then there was no Mia. So Noah got 4 years of being kind of an only child.
Yeah.
Awesome. But he was young and he doesn't really remember it.
Yeah.
Mia's about to get 4 years of being an only child.
Ooh.
As a teenager.
Yes.
Oh.
And I'm thinking to myself, she doesn't want that. She doesn't want the spotlight on her. She doesn't want like everyone mm-hmm. out of the house. I remember when all my brothers were gone, there was no cover. Like there's no, right. When the cookies are gone. It was so easy to go, Chris, obviously, he's the a-hole of the family.
I guess he took him. I was thinking she would love it because then she can just hide in her room even more.
No, I think she won't be able to because there won't be any interactions. They'll be like, get out of your room. We're going to go do something. Let's go bowl. Let's go to Taco.
Yeah, you'll be on her case a little constantly. More because you're like, I'm lonely.
Yes.
I want to hang out with you.
I'll be sad and lonely and dragging her out of her room.
That could be good.
No, I don't know. Did we'll you see. Have that? Once everybody moved out? No, because your mom doesn't like you.
Yeah. Really had to think about it.
Just stay in there.
Like if you asked your mom who her favorite is.
Oh, it's like it would either be my brother or my sister. It would rotate, but like my brother
is never you.
It depends.
Almost never you.
It depends. Are the Eagles in town? Because then I'm her favorite.
That's or, it? That's the
or
only,
like if my brother ranks up. He's in the military. He's the favorite. My sister's dead, so she's constantly the favorite. But like, then it's just, it depends on the others.
T-Hack?
Well, they say when you have your second kid, it's like, oh, you know, you have your first kid and you baby them and you're over their shoulder the whole time.
For sure.
By the second kid, you're like, ah, whatever. And I think that is true to some extent. I've experienced it, but it's also because of, it's not necessarily always the parents. It's because of the kid too. So like mm-hmm. when Leo was born, he's the only kid. So he has to figure out, do I want to go up the stairs? Well, I have to figure out how to go up the stairs.
Right.
Where now Hazel,
no example. Yeah.
She's younger. She's sees Leo go up the stairs. And
yeah,
it's
I
like,
can do that.
If I want to hang, I got to follow him.
And I have to keep up.
Yeah, I have to. Exactly. So if I fall down, I can't sit there and cry. Leo's running away. I got to chase after
the
him.
The second kid is always mm-hmm. so much tougher.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think they have that example to follow where they're not figuring out for themselves. And I have, I think I react to them a little differently because I think it's because she's a girl and she's my baby girl. And it's like, if she comes to me and she's crying, I have to drop everything. It's like, what's wrong? What's wrong?
No, I get that 100%.
But it bit me in the butt bad recently because my daughter came over to me. She's been doing this thing where she holds like her hand, like if she pinches it or something, she wants me to kiss her finger, you know, and she poppy poppy runs over and kind of crying. And she did that once and she were poppy poppy and ran over and I dropped everything. What? And I kissed her hand. What's wrong? What's wrong? And I realized she had just stuck her hand in her diaper. And so she didn't pinch her hand. She just.
Her hand was gross.
Her hand was just covered in. And I dropped everything to put it in my mouth.
So if I were to ask you at that moment who your favorite child is.
Easy call.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This gets weird because two of us aren't in relationships. There's a story out that you prefer the opposite of you when it comes to finances in a relationship.
Finances, not just because opposites attract, right?
Yeah,
did you believe
I disagree with that. That is such an old. I don't think that's true.
I think it's true to an extent. Mm. It's not like complete opposite, but you need someone who's like, if they're an introvert, you might want to be with someone who's a little more extroverted. You balance each other out a little bit.
I think that looks good on paper, but I think most introverts would rather have another introvert where it's like, you want to stay home? Yeah. Oh, God, I thought you'd never ask. Do you know what I mean? You don't want somebody going, let's go. Come on. Come on. The new blah movie's out. It's like, oh, God, I just but really want
to. Someone needs to tell the waitress that they didn't cook my steak long enough. You know, like somebody's got to do it and it's not going to be me.
I do understand that. I don't have that gear, but I'll just eat the terrible steak.
Okay.
Like I don't. But so you're saying you want the opposite of you as far as assertiveness goes?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that's a good word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you don't, you wouldn't be attracted to somebody who's just constantly assertive.
No, and that's, I agree with, there's, with Aaron, there's like a middle ground, because you can't be complete opposites. You have to like share some sort of, you have to share values, like general maybe worldview.
Can't one kinda... of you be a party drinker and one of you be like, I never drink and I'm into fitness.
Right.
Like, that just, it's not, that's you're going to burn out.
It doesn't seem too compatible. Yeah.
But mm-hmm. that's why I think the financial thing is even weirder, because it's like, if I am like, I want to save for a retirement home in Akamal and just live there. And mm-hmm. it's like, I want to just go to Akamal now and blow our cash. I mean, you're not going to work out. You both like Akamal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that sounds like me and my wife.
Because you're a blow it kind of guy. And she's like,
No.
She's HR.
Yeah. But she's more of the spend money. I'm the hoarder. I'm the stingy guy.
Wife in HR.
Uh-huh.
The paid mercenary, the hired killer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is the spendy one?
Yeah, and probably some of that is like, look, I have to do all this bad stuff to get this money. I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I have to like deal with firing people, and that is terrible, and so I'm going to enjoy the money.
Treat myself.
Yeah. Where we grew up, everything was with a coupon or a sale. It's a Midwest thing for sure.
You zagged so hard from your childhood that I would think you are a spender. Because, like, your mom didn't like buttons, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't stop wearing buttons.
Yeah.
Like, you've zagged. Like, I would have assumed. Like, I didn't realize the hoarder came from your mom or from your parents.
From my grandma, really. Oh, okay. Was the real.
Because you have, like, I'm not saying you don't like your parents. But, like most people, we sort of rebel against their, like, my dad smoked. I wouldn't even put a cigarette near me as a prop. Like, I just think, like, some of the things your parent did that you don't like, you just zag all the way. And if you genuinely don't like the hoarding thing, then why the F are you a hoarder?
I don't know. It's just in me, I think. I think that's one of those things that, like, it's, I don't know if it's a gene or whatever, but it's a tendency that you have. But also just when you're raised, like, everything is, you look for sales, you look for coupons. And also Midwest too, just in general, we're not a flashy people, right? So, like, if you're going out and you're buying nice stuff, it's kind of looked down upon, I think, in the Midwest. It's like,
wasting your money on that.
Exactly,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you paid all that extra money for that logo on your jacket? They have the same one down at Kmart kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
That's just how it is. And so my wife, it was from the East Coast, which is a very different approach to money. It's more like, where's the logo?
Right. Yeah, no, and then even rent is just like, you just, money just gets lit on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So it was like frustrating at first when we got together, because I didn't understand, like, she wanted to go out to eat, she wanted to go shopping, she wanted to like do all these things, and I was not wanting to do that at all. But she has since helped me. We've kind of met in the middle. We've both inched. She's a little more saver and I'm way more of a spender now.
But is it?
So who helped who?
Was it ever a problem? But like, and I don't want to get weird, but like, she makes more money than you do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's obvious to anyone who knows what people in radio make.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If she worked a double at McDonald's, she would make more money than you make.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So was she ever like, when you're going, but shouldn't we save? It's like, we can save your money. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't.
No, and I'm trying to, there was even a time, I remember this vividly, this is like so embarrassing, but when we were first getting started dating and I had no money, like just working part-time in radio and stuff.
Okay.
And she was still in school, so she didn't have any money either, but I was like out on my own, had an apartment and stuff. And I remember one time we went and we met her parents at a restaurant. We were out and she's like, oh, my parents are at this restaurant. Let's just swing by and say hi. So we swing by and we say hi and we're sitting there, and then her parents are like, oh, order some food. And like, okay. And so it happened to be the nicest restaurant in town. And the whole time I'm sweating bullets because I'm like, this is not going well. This is not going well. And so we ordered the meal, and then the check comes and I was kind of like, please let her parents pay. Please let her parents pay. And they didn't. And part of it, I think, is because, like, well, you're an adult.
You've got our daughter.
Exactly. So they probably didn't want to offend me. They're also assuming, like, well, you came, you met us here. It was just kind of a miscommunication thing. And I remember, like, getting in the car after paying and being like, hey, honey, we cannot do that. Like, I don't want to have this talk with you.
Oh, no.
But we just cannot do that anymore. Like, I have to now find more
extra shifts.
Yeah, like, I have to pick up money now. And she was just kind of like, oh, I did. It didn't. She didn't
she
mean
stayed
anything.
With you?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm cute.
You're not that.
No.
The Slacker Show.
I understand that Amazon is one of the largest companies on the face of planet Earth.
Yes.
And Jeff Bezos is one of the richest men on the face of planet Earth and blah, 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 blah.
True. True.
I'm taking him on. I don't care. I'm taking him on right now.
All right.
You guys, you lie. You're liars.
You're pointing at us.
I'm so mad I need a place to point. If you had a picture of Jeff Bezos right now, I'd point at that.
Okay.
So for the longest time, the Amazon business model has perplexed me because it's like $99 a year, maybe it's $129 or whatever. And then it's like, if you buy something Prime, it's like 2 days, no matter what, at the most, you get it. That's insane.
And whenever you order something, it always is like, you save $15 by using Prime this time. And it's like, oh, okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't understand. It doesn't seem like it pay that much.
Right. So, but I mean, the business, that isn't it? Like, for the longest time, I was just happy all the time.
Yeah.
But then they got cocky and they started to go, you know, this isn't Prime. This is Prime one day. Like, if you order within the next, and they always have some arbitrary number, like 47 minutes,
yeah,
it'll be there by between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. tomorrow. You're like, well, F, yeah. But, and then there it is. Mm-hmm. And the last few things I've bought, they go, order now, and it'll be there between 2 and 6 today.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that before.
Yeah, definitely.
Almost never has it paid off.
Really?
About the little hand mixer, you watch the little influencers, like, oh my God, I'm making like colon blow. And they go, whoom. I sit there with a spoon for like 2 hours, like, come on, fiber, break up. And they just go, whoom.
Yeah.
It's a little.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's got the little. Yeah.
I have like two of them.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, can't you use it in coffee too?
Is that it can be a milk frother.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the other thing to use it for. But I'm not, I have a whole barista machine that does that.
Okay.
So I'm like, yeah, it'll be here between 2 and 6. It'll do my afternoon colon blow for me. That was
jealous.
That was like 3 days ago. Because then,
what?
You know, between 2 and 6, when it's supposed to be here, then it's like, whoong, you get the email. Oh, your shipment's running late. It'll be there tomorrow. Mm. And then tomorrow comes, it's like, whoong, expected delivery now. And it's like, just one more day. And then they're like, then they do the thing where they go, if it's not there by September, you can cancel your order. It's like, I should be able to cancel at 6:01 that day because you lied.
Yeah.
You said.
If you paid for, like, because normally with Prime, they have a few options and a couple of them are free, but it's like.
This one claimed it was free 2 to 6. It was like, order now, 2 to 6. Not the extra $2.99, which I might... It's kind of weird to pay $2.99 when the thing's $8.99.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, that's just stupid.
Yeah.
You don't need it that bad. But
if you would just go to the store because they sell them at Target.
Correct. Or I would have bought one of the more expensive ones, but I'm like, for $8.99, I'm just going to try it out. The more expensive ones were on regular Prime that would have been there tomorrow anyway. Mm-hmm. Instead, I bought this one because it was going to be here today.
Sure, yeah.
And 3 days later, I don't have it.
I hate it.
So what's my, I ordered magnesium liquid from a company called Roe. Yeah, it's going to be there today. That was 3 weeks ago.
What?
Really? I don't have it. I finally just canceled it.
Yeah, as you should.
But they kept going, but they did the thing. They're like, you can't cancel until, if it's not there by Thursday, you can cancel. I'm like, you said it was going to be there.
Like, yeah, that's confusing that they don't let you cancel because half the time they're like, if you try to return something, they're like, just keep it.
I know.
Yeah. So it's like, what?
But this is expensive. Like, this is magnesium in a liquid form that you take like half. It's like $50 for a little tiny bottle. But I still don't have it. And they just issued me the refund right now. I ordered this like over Christmas.
Yeah. Well, back to stirring, I guess. This happened to me speaking of Christmas with my wife's Christmas gift because I bought her a bread slicer like with it because she's been making homemade bread more. So I got her one with the crank on it.
Are you talking
about
a knife?
No, it's got a crank and a circular saw, basically, is what it looks like.
Oh, it like makes perfect size slices?
Yeah, perfect size slices. Exactly. So I ordered that and it's like, of course, it'll be there before Christmas. I'm like, great. And then I realized it's not coming. And so I had to like sit my wife down and go, I got you other stuff, but like your big gift is not going to be here. And she's fine with it, but it gets worse because the day after Christmas, my in-laws come to town, they bring their presents, and she opens their presents, and they happen to get her
no.
a bread slicer.
A bread slicer!
Did they get a nice, a good one?
It was a good one, yeah. It was like a bamboo one. It was a little different. Like mine was a hand crank, and theirs had.
Theirs just has slots like where you slide an actual knife through.
Exactly
it.
That. But the, she's like, oh, this is so great. I'm so excited. I can't wait to use it. And I'm just there like, what,
Jeff
what do
Bezos
I?
Is on a yacht.
Yeah.
Like, his Amazon's showing up that day. His bread is perfectly sliced.
I mean, I don't want to be that person, but like I said with your little frother thing, if you want it, you just go to Target.
But we've been trained that we can have it. Like, why?
And that's why Gen Z is bringing back malls, because if we want the item, we're going to go and get it. But if I want to froth something, I'm going to go get a frother right now.
I understand that. But if why would I go if they promised me it'd be there by 2?
That's the thing about Prime so is now there's so many Prime users that's just the basic like membership.
Then they have
so
to
it
start
doesn't
telling the truth. That's all
I
I'm
agree.
Saying.
I agree.
Give me the option. Because if I really wanted, if I was like, I feel it frothy, then I'm going to go to Target. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have these things. I've got a project in my garage that I want to do. And they're like little things that clip like a wire on the wall. And I'm like, it says it'll be there tomorrow morning. And I haven't pulled the trigger yet because I'm like, I want to do it tomorrow morning. But if not, I'm going to go to Home Depot. But if they lie to me, because I don't want
to.
I
don't know. Like, if you're trying to buy something to be delivered within 24 hours, like, just go get it in the store.
Where's the bread slicer?
I don't know where they sell those.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
If you are into classic cars or you just like your car at all, you're not going to want to hear my story.
Oh, no.
It's one of those cringy.
Oh, no.
Well, I have a story. It's never too late to add to the list of COVID side effects.
Oh, jeez.
We've got a new one.
We're still talking about that.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A woman in England.
Oh, God!
Hello!
What are we doing today? What's the story about?
She got COVID. She got the cough.
I don't like that.
is that a British cough? How do they cough? She contracted COVID while she was in the hospital, she claims.
You're just doing that because I hate it.
I know.
She claims that it opened a portal to the afterlife, and
Shut up. You're kidding.
No, she had encounters with spirits, so much so, she actually hit it off with one of the ghosts. And the two
time out. What? You're being serious?
I'm being serious, yeah.
She, COVID opened a wormhole.
Okay. Yeah. In London.
In London. England. England. Yeah. It's a British ghost. Yeah. And boo.
She hit it.
Boo.
She hit it off with one of the ghosts, and the two are now married.
Shut up.
She married the ghost.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And she's recovered from COVID. Okay. She has a new man.
She's got herself
doing better
thriving.
Than ever.
It's a great life she's living. Yeah. My story out of Connecticut. This is one of those stories. It's a lot like the movie Ferris Bueller.
Mm-hmm.
So this person had a really old, like 2018 Chevy Camaro. I guess that's not really old. Only it had less than 1,000 miles on it.
It's newer than my car.
No, I mean, I thought, but it was like an expensive one. I thought it was a classic car, but it's like just a really nice, it's like
maybe
almost a $100,000 car.
Yeah.
Oof, okay.
So he took it into the dealer for service. He was like, no matter what, just do the thing. Do not take it off the premises.
Okay.
And what they heard was, take it off the premises?
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have to say that.
Right.
You shouldn't feel like you have to say that.
They floored it to 90 miles per hour, lost control, and crashed into a guardrail.
Oh, no.
Totaling the car.
No.
Oh, wow.
I was very disappointed, but he thought, all I can do is laugh.
That's a laugh cry if I ever heard one.
Yeah, I think the dealership is in a great deal of trouble. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.